Wow. I can't believe it. It's beginning a second season of Military Illumination. Have you ever wanted something so bad or was working towards a goal that it just seemed like every obstacle in the world got into the way? But you fought through it and you kept pushing hard. And little by little, pieces started to come together like a puzzle. And you can start seeing what was in your mind's eye, the vision that's before you. Chances are, if it's what you wanted to do, if it's something that you can't let go, then it's meant for you to complete it. It's meant for you. It's your goals, your dreams. And somehow it connects with society. Somehow it's going to help other people. So don't give up. Keep pushing hard. Whatever it is that you're looking to do or you're trying to do or accomplish. This whole thing started in 1998, almost 27 years ago, when the Washington National Guard maliciously prosecuted an innocent soldier. I was part of that. I was an outsider looking in and decided to help. It's like, back then, it's like technology wasn't around. It was the website. That was pretty much it. You can do a website through GoDaddy. And that's what we did initially while this thing was happening, 1998 to 2001. But it had to be more. I had to go through the anger, go through the challenges. Also knowing that the website sometimes has way too much text heavy to reach the kind of people we want to reach. So time passed on, but the desire never left. Finally, technology has caught up. Anybody with a microphone and a computer or a smartphone can engage the world, can share their thoughts, their ideas. They can make the people around who hears them better, right, with insight. So that has happened. Technology has happened. A year ago, I decided just to jump in and go for it. But it's only through the grace of God that I made it this far. It's only through the grace of God that I'm coming to you with this message. Even when my friend was going through the challenges, what may have seemed a coincidence or luck, it was just simply God intervening. Whereas the National Guard and Brett Dockery, he's since retired, so I'm calling him Brett, what they all meant for to be bad, what they meant for evil, was something, nothing more than something that's going to help out a lot of people. What they meant to be for evil, to hurt, what it's coming down to is that it's going to help a lot of people. And it's going to outlive them. Because while Brett Dockery and the rest of the crew, the rest of the nine of the National Guard officers, have since retired and moved on, this is in their wake. What they did will never be forgotten. But with Military Illumination, it's not about one person. It's not about pointing fingers. What it is about is opening the eyes of those people, the American people, to what's happening. It's empowering the young men and women who's considering enlisting in the military, whether it's National Guard, Reservists, or active duty. It's empowering them to make the decision based on information that's not clouded with military jargon and patriotism drip. That's what it's about. Excuse me. Through the grace of God, I am here. And this message has stood the test of time over 27 years. But what it came to is I was still drowning, just wondering, how am I going to get this thing done? It's a lot of stuff. But then I ran into PSS Creative Media, also known, previously known as Pod Sound School. It's a dynamic couple, married couple, who simplify the process of creating a podcast. So after each show, or after watching it, I was able to piece together something that resembles a podcast. Eventually, got the courage to hit the button to say record. I haven't got the courage yet to do the video, but it's getting there. But it's because of that dynamic couple on the East Coast who started up the sound school, just a small little fledgling operation, probably in their bedroom, right? To now they are PSSC Creative Media, and they're guiding my process here. So if you're ever thinking about it, something on your heart, you do a podcast, or you reach out to the community, reach out to the world, check out PSS Sounds Creative Media. PSS Creative Media. I still want to say Pod Sound School, and check them out there on YouTube and everything. So also, I think we give great thanks to the National Network Opposing the Militarization of the Youth. Great organization. Remember now, military elimination is just a small drop of what's happening out there with the movement of educating and engaging the youth to make informed decisions. The National Network Opposing the Militarization of Youth has everything. Whereas I'm broad, they are direct. They have, it's just, if you really want to know the truth, if you're not quite sure, go to that website. Everything's there. Okay, everything. It's awesome. Veterans for Peace, I want to shout out to them. A great organization. Once again, talking about the truth. And then there's Save Our Service Members, a dynamic nonprofit down in California. I came across it, and it was just, while surfing the net, I was actually on my treadmill, on my stationary bike, doing exercising, and I called them up. I said, hey, what are you guys doing? Talk to me about this. Because if you're thinking about the Farish Doctrine, what they put together there at Save Our Service Members is very complete. It gives you a great background. Whereas I will talk about the broad view, they will simplify it and bring you the nitty gritty. Whereas you can understand it and you can understand how bad and how nasty it is. So those are kind of, we're here. I'm kicking off season two because the support of these people I mentioned, right? These organizations I mentioned, the grace of God, and just the desire to reach out to young men and women to help to understand what they're about ready to get into if they enlisted. And if you happen to be in the military, no doubt this information on this, my podcast, Military Illumination, is a great resource. A lot of the resources I talked about, check them out, because you're not alone. Once you understand, I always believe that once you understand what the game is and who the players are, it's easier to navigate. And that's what we're trying to do, is help you to navigate through the process. 27 years. It's been challenging. I could have walked away right when we, when it happened in 1999, 98, 99. But no. I'm a veteran. I'm impacted by the military. And Military Illumination is really about case studies, about military experience, government insight. 27 years of research into this. I'm not one of those people who's second-handed. I am in the fight. I am toe-to-toe, exchanging blows. And even if they do win, and they will, and that's just still with the military organizations. They're going to come out on top. But the bottom line is that you still speak up, right? You still speak up. Because every person that you can change, you can get to, and you can make a difference, is one less person that has to go through the issues and problems of the military. Definitely within my... So when we're talking about season two,
It's gonna be a lot. It's gonna go probably go in more depth, a little bit slower pace. Probably some videos to help you understand it, because really, it's really just four things, and everything else stems from that. If you understand that, if you understand these four things, if you just, I can't say it enough. The Ferris Doctrine, number one. The Ferris Doctrine, F-E-R-E-S, Doctrine. If you understand anything, that's the first thing. Then understand how your congressional leaders figure into the situation in the military. Once you understand what their plan is, how they really see military service members. As a result, it was the congressional leaders who created the laws that came to be known as the Ferris Doctrine, which is very detrimental to service members. So how can those who put chains on you also be your ally? Then you want to look at the courts, the civilian courts. Understand how they play into it. Understand that they're not your friend. I know it's kind of saying they're not your friend, not your friend, but they're not. They're not. They'll take your money in the courts, and in the end, you will be left with nothing. And then finally, it's the good old boys. Oh, you're Jack, Judge Advocate General. I will say, I say good old boys, because even though there's women who serve in the JAG, ultimately, it's a good old boys network. And those women who serve in there, my hat goes off to them, because they're fighting the fight within the fight. Right? But they're going to make a difference. Women in our service, women in our military are very so vital. They're just as capable as any man is. They're just as capable as anyone. But understanding that they're stacked against them, maybe they make a better career choice, or let's say another career choice. So understand those things. JAG, it's just a good old boys network. They're not for you. I'll go into more of that detail later on. So that's what you can really get out of this, my podcast. But then the flip side, I'm not just going to give you the bad, because there's some good in the military. I don't know, you got to really grill hard. I don't know, find a piece of sand in the ocean, but a blue piece of sand. But then there's also options. We'll also be covering your options, your options. So while at one point I talk about just what to watch out for, we'll also give you other options, like how to apply for college scholarships. There's plenty of money out there. There's plenty of money for school. The military isn't the only game, but we'll talk about it later. So I can't believe it's season two. The silent ones, the ones who've been hurt by the military and need to have their story told, or what they're willing to share, or answer questions. There's nothing better than somebody sitting there saying, hey, this is what I experienced in the military. So young person who's thinking about it, tune into my podcast, and they can hear stories. You can also look at YouTube, because there's a lot of stuff out there on YouTube, people telling their story. Listen to their stories. I would just say, I'm in with this, talking about stories, is that people are always telling you stuff. I can tell, when I reflect back on it, there are service members in my unit that were talking to me. They were telling me that they're being mistreated. They're telling me about the discrimination. Counted as first sergeant in the first sergeant out to get him, or the commander is out to get him. And I just blew it off, really. And I blew it off. I think, oh, they're probably just bad soldiers. I remember one to San Diego, I was on leave. You know, it must have either been a haircut, I may have been wearing my uniform. But a guy was pumping gas, and he just started going off on me. He was warning me. I just looked at him and I said, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. You probably got kicked out. In my head, I blew him off. My dad just said, he was in his career Navy. He said, don't make waves. He said that many times. You just listen to him. Season one, thank you. I ramble on. I'm not sophisticated. I'm just a person who's been in the fight, understand the situation, and I'm sharing it with you. But I'll get better. A lot of times, just listen to what I say. If something I say to you maybe resonates with you, that's great. Do your research. Don't rely on me. Google stuff. Look up stuff. The National Network Opposing the Militarization of Youths. They also run the Counter-Recruitment Program. Excellent website, excellent people. The Veterans for Peace, right? Who eyes are open, and they're sharing it with you. Save Our Service Members in the Fairness Doctrine. I want to thank all these people because our organization, because of them, I'm able to bring more insight and learn more about what's happening, learn more about these things. Whereas I may be very overview, these organizations I mentioned are more, I would say, pinpointed. They're more focused, more specialized. Just keep looking up. If you're going for a dream or a goal, don't give up, okay? Because it's a reason why you had that goal. It's a reason why you had that dream.